sense to her, and I just want to shout out to the Said G podcast.
It's the Said G podcast show. Hood, social politics. Factual facts. The hood meets society. Kicking social matters. It's the Said G podcast show. Welcome to the Said G podcast show. Salute to Catalonia, Spain. Thank you for checking out the show. I've been a little late dropping an episode. I've been really working hard on my YouTube channel, Gangsters Paradise. Just working to get it in order. The audience is really growing on YouTube, and I appreciate that. This episode is about Dante Wright, a black man who was killed by a police officer in Minnesota while the trial of George Floyd was going on at the same time. In this episode, we're going to look at what happened to Dante Wright during this traffic stop. It's the Said G podcast show. Tell a friend, subscribe to this channel, share this episode. Said G podcast merchandise is available right now via PayPal. T-shirt comes in various colors and sizes for only $25 plus shipping. Wine glasses for only $10 plus shipping. Pen and flashlight for only $10 plus shipping. Or you can order the entire package for only $45 plus shipping. Make orders by using my PayPal at SaidEQ. That's CEDEQ. I will confirm your order immediately. If you would like to make a donation to the Said G podcast show, just click the support link on this channel. Want to feature your business on this platform? Please contact me about advertising rates. This message is about loving yourself. It's imperative to love on yourself in order to love other people. The world is filled with hate and or is looking to spread that hate. But no matter how much hate is in the world, we must strive for greatness every day in our lives. Spread love, and I promise it will reciprocate itself. I want to salute to my foreign audience, Casablanca, Citat, Morocco, Provincia de Holguin, Cuba, Saitama, Japan, and Mexico City, Mexico. I appreciate y'all checking out the show. One love. Welcome back to the Said G podcast show. I appreciate y'all listening to the show. The death of Dante Wright. This was another sad situation where you have a police officer shooting an unarmed man. In this case, this woman claimed she thought her pistol was a taser. Now, there's no way in the world this woman should have confused a taser for a gun. Somebody that's supposed to be supposedly professionally trained in firearms, trained in how to use a firearm, like knowing the difference between the weight of a firearm and how a firearm feels. But in this case, this woman claimed that she thought her gun was a taser. And this is just a part of the ongoing saga that's been going on with the African American community since the beginning of time, since we've been brought in this country, basically. You have situations nowadays where people can actually record the incidents. And of course, when you go to court and all that, they try to disregard the segment where you see the person being killed. you know, in their view, in the eyes of the court, in the eyes of the law, and how people try to defend their cases, they try to say it was more stuff going on outside of what the clip is showing. And that's another reason how they be beating these cases in terms of police officers on trial for killing someone that's unarmed. I did an episode recently, and you guys can go back and check out that episode where I interview a Detroit police officer, in which my sister, Waltrice, helped me produce that episode. And I want to send a shout out to Waltrice. Her story has been really growing on podcasts, and it's really growing on YouTube. She currently has over 900 views on YouTube about her life story. So it's still going on right now. People still listening to it. But she helped put that episode together where I interviewed this officer. And he basically was describing the mental of police officers and how they view different ethnic groups and how he see that the black community have such a negative view of the police. And I think one of the things that's sickening to me, when you have these incidents going on, you have other police officers standing around watching this. And again, if you saw the George Floyd videotape, that is a gut-wrenching thing to watch. You know, and all the time while this trial is going on, this other trial popped up, and it just happened to be in the same area, Minneapolis. You know, and Minneapolis is not generally looked at like a bad city like Detroit or Chicago, New York or something like that. You know, but I'm sure they got its criminal elements. And according to some of the numbers, the African Americans make up a small percentage in that town, but yet they make up the major percentage of people that's actually getting arrested and going to jail and doing prison time in Minneapolis and Minnesota. Interesting. So while the George Floyd trial was going on, the emotions is already high in the air. They already been doing rioting and all these type of things for the George Floyd thing. And now here comes this Dante Wright situation. Same area, basically the same scenario. You know, it's interesting. Now, of course, in the George Floyd case, Derek Chauvin, former Minneapolis police officer, was found guilty on all three charges. So he's actually locked away in jail right now, waiting on his sentencing. You know, there's a lot of predictions on how much time he will get for those charges. Some people say 20 years, some people say 12 years, but he's going to have to do at least 12 years in prison. So he's locked away. He's not going to be, in my opinion, he's not going to be in general population. Just for his safety, they're going to keep him isolated, at least for now. They may try it, but he's going to be in those witness protection programs, you know, because it's a high profile case. But like I said, all the time, this kid, Dante Wright, he gets shot and killed by a police officer claiming she thought she was holding a taser, but instead she had this gun. No, she was just trigger happy, in my opinion. You know, for one thing, you know, you get taught a lot of psychology when you're on these jobs. And the general image of an African-American person is that they overly emotional. Yet, I can say that because of the conditions, systematic racism and all these things condition the African-American minds to be overly emotional. So they are already looking at you as an overly emotional person. So that put them even more on edge. The only problem with that, these people don't come from these communities, so they don't exactly understand the community, and nobody is teaching them or showing them how to deal with this community. All they thinking is kill. The only problem with that is you see other people from other ethnic groups acting the same manner, but they're not getting shot and killed. So just take George Floyd for example. They was having a hard time putting him in the car, arresting him and all that. But I've seen white people do that too. I've seen white people act a complete donkey about getting in that police car. They were not tased, and definitely nobody was sitting on their neck, and they was not shot. Act a complete donkey. These are facts. These are things I saw with my own eyes. So this situation like this it's all recurring incidents and stuff just gonna keep coming out. But what difference does it make if you keep making all these videos and you seeing what's unfold, then they go to court and they getting found not guilty. But I do agree with the court system and the message that they're putting out. This is not a charge against police officers. You have a few bad people that's in the batch that mess it up for the good cops. So we need the police to keep law and order, because if it wasn't for no police, it'll be lawlessness out here. But again, go back to my other episode. He would explain his experience as a police officer as he deal with different ethnic groups. So let's take a look at Dante Wright. It's just a sad situation. The video is out there. You can see this guy is going through a traffic stop. I believe he had called some of his family members or whatever, but he had this traffic stop. So while they trying to arrest him, he tried to get back in the car for whatever reason. He may have some warrants or whatever the reason may be. He tried to get back in the car and this woman shot him. So a police officer fatally shot Mr. Wright in Brooklyn Center, Minneapolis, about 10 miles from where Derek Chauvin was on trial in the killing of George Floyd. Like I told y'all, the same area. Hundreds of demonstrators poured into the streets of Brooklyn Center, Minneapolis, on multiple nights after the fatal police shooting of Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man, during a traffic stop on April 11th. And this is the stuff we got to teach our kids, you know, because I believe we starting to understand that we have to teach our kids a lot more than what they're being taught in school. These type of things is not taught in the school. This stuff had to be taught at home. But for whatever reason, he getting this traffic stop. The shooting injected more frustration and anxiety into the Twin Cities region, where Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer, was being tried in the death of George Floyd. Mr. Chauvin was later found guilty of murdering Mr. Floyd. Like I said before, he got found guilty on those charges. They waiting on his sentencing right now. So this is what happened in Brooklyn Center. According to Chief Tim Gannon of the Brooklyn Center Police Department, officer pulled Mr. Wright over on the afternoon of April 11th for a traffic violation related to expired registration tags. Officers then discovered that he had a warrant for his arrest. Okay, that can explain why he's jumping back in the car. You know, as the police tried to detain Mr. Wright, he stepped back into his car, prompting a brief struggle with officers. Chief Gannon said, if you notice, he said a brief struggle. It wasn't even to the fact what they was going through with Floyd. In graphic body camera footage shown to reporters the next day, one officer can be seen pointing a handgun at him and shouting taser. After the car pulls away, the officer yells an obscenity and says, I just shot him. The two other officers, according to the video. So she pulls out this weapon and yells out, taser. Really? You can tell the weight difference between your pistol, which more than likely is a 9mm Glock or something like that. Police don't walk around. They don't ride around with small guns. They usually have something like the size of a 9mm or something. And a taser gun, it don't weigh as much as a pistol. The car traveled several blocks and struck another vehicle. The police and medical workers pronounced Mr. Wright dead at the scene. It's my belief that the officer had the intention to deploy their taser, but instead shot Mr. Wright with a single bullet, Chief Gannon said. See, this is what I'm saying right here. Now, you let off one round, but you knew what how to kill this guy with one round. You knew where to shoot him at. So he, and anyway, how he get back in the car to drive away to other blocks and hit another car, and that's where he find up dead. So after y'all shoot him, would y'all just let him in the car so he can just drive away? None of that stuff sound right. And so, you know, the police officer, he gets on it, the chief gets on it, you know, they got to do their news reports. You know, that chief of police, that's a tough job right there. That's a very stressing job. If you look at, if somebody runs for president and by the time they get out of office, they look real old. This is one of those type of jobs. Like, you start this job, when you get through, you just be so stressed out. You just look old, you know. That is a tough, stressing job to be the chief of police, especially in big urban areas, these big cities and all that, you know. Them little smaller towns, you know, they be knowing everybody in the community and all that. So, but that's a tough job. The county medical examiner concluded the day after the shooting that Mr. Wright died of a gunshot wound to the chest. So this police officer shot him in the chest with one shot. Katie Wright, Mr. Wright's mother, told reporters, that her son had called her as he was being pulled over. Yes, that was reported that he actually called his mom while he's being pulled over. So, yeah. But I'm going to take a little break. When I come back, we're going to look further into this Dante Wright thing that's about to happen off, you know. The trial is going to be starting sooner or later with this woman who shot this guy. So we'll see. But when I come back, we're going to look more into this. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel, Gangsters Paradise, where I kick cautionary street tales. If I can save one person for going down that path for being a street hustler, that's a win for the community. Gangsta's Paradise on YouTube. Go subscribe now. You guys can follow me on social media like Facebook at Said G Podcast Show. Catch me on IG at Said G Pod. Or on Twitter at Mr. 911. That's MISTA 911. My YouTube page is consistently growing, and you guys can go subscribe to Said G Podcast Show right there on YouTube. Appreciate you, family. Welcome back to the Said G Podcast Show. Make sure y'all get over there to YouTube and subscribe to my channel, Gangsta's Paradise. It's where I kick street tales, cautionary street tales. I have some very interesting stories about these drug cartels. Right there on Gangsta's Paradise on YouTube, subscribe. Dante Wright. Now, this story is another interesting story. I wonder how it's going to play out with this one. You know, I believe that Derek Chauvin was only found guilty because they didn't want to kick off another riot. They had already been rioting in the town when that situation happened. And, you know, Intel has told people that there's going to be some riot if this guy get found innocent. So you had police officers and police departments all across the nation being on guard in case this guy is found innocent and these riots break out. So Intel told them it's going to be some rioting if this guy is found innocent. So I just think that it would have been a hung jury if it wasn't for the threats of these riots. And many people think that theory is on point. They just didn't want to go through all the riots and stuff again. Just go on and find this guy guilty. But what he's going to do, he's going to try to appeal. When you fight cases, they give you the right to appeal some of these charges. So he's going to fight. There's no doubt about that. You know, These people think they can be above the law, and they think the law is going to be on their side because of the color of their skin. And that's just how people think in this country. Like, literally. But, like I said in the last segment, that Dante had called his mom when he was getting pulled over. So he said they pulled him over because he had air fresheners hanging from his rear view mirror. She said, the mother, that is. Ms. Wright said her son had dropped or put down the phone, after which she heard scuffling and the officer telling Mr. Wright not to run. Then she said someone hung up. Then she called back. A woman who had been in the car with him answered and told her that he had been shot. So within this small amount of time, while he calling his mom telling her that he's getting pulled over, all this stuff is going on. So, you know, like the video show, he tried to get back in the car. So that's how he ended up getting shot. But the after effects of that, you had demonstrators clashing with the police. So on the day of Mr. Wright's death, and at a vigil near the scene of the shooting, his mother urged protesters to be peaceful. "We want justice for Dante," she said. "We don't want it to be about all this violence." You know, it just, that stuff, you know, when it comes to those riots and stuff like that, you do have agitators. You do have agitators who fly around or go to all these events, and they really agitate these riots. Sort of like what happened in Washington, D.C. when those people stormed the Capitol building, you know. They was incited to do that. So you have people who do go around to places where the emotions are real high, so you can really easily incite them to riot, you know. But then you have these hardcore right-wing people, or left-wing people, I should say, in this case, you know, they into the violence, they into rioting, you know. And then you have people that just have the unrest of what's going on, all the pressure that built up over time. So you have a community of angry people and they lash out. So it's a combination of things that can get to the violent part, or the riots and all that. So it's a lot of elements that could be added to that. So, but again, you know, we don't want to be rioting and burning down our communities, you know. At the end of the day, you had to do due process by the law. But that's what she was saying. So, but hours later, outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department, protesters chanted and threw bricks and cans at officers. At least 20 businesses inside a nearby mall had been broken into, and an official said. So, you know, people gonna get riled up. You know, they going to the police station, they flipping over police cars. In one situation, I forget the name of the city, where they actually went in and took over the police station. It was a small station. They had took it over, like literally. So, but protesters would gather again over the next 3 nights. And at times, police would fire projectiles into the crowds after declaring the protests unlawful. The authorities around the region had imposed curfew. That's when they started calling in all these National Guards and those type of agencies to help them control these crowds and all that. You know, even when you look at some of the riots back in the 60s, they would bring tanks and stuff out, you know, to patrol these neighborhoods. You know, family and friends remembered Mr. Wright for his bright smile and outgoing demeanor, and as a dedicated father to a toddler, Dante Jr., who was almost 2. As a freshman at Thomas Edison High School, he was voted class clown. So here you got somebody that's not threatening, that don't have a violent background, maybe come from these areas where they look at it as a lot of crime. We don't know, but this is all the, they always gonna look at your character when it comes to court. What type of person was he? You know, they use all that stuff against you in these court situations. It's exactly what they did with George Floyd. As a matter of fact, every other case, they're gonna look at your character. But you can see right here that he was voted class clown. So obviously this was a silly guy. He was fun to be around, a likable guy. You know, And it doesn't matter what type of lifestyle that you live in, you know, people will treat you like you're an animal. That's exactly how George Floyd was treated. But I don't believe this guy was, I believe he probably made a wrong decision at that time to get back in the car. But again, that's no different than what other people do from other these other ethnic groups. The whole point when you get to people where you claim you're trained for this stuff, but you're only shooting certain people. You're only hauling off certain people to jail. That's the problem right there. It's just like my episode I did with the Detroit police officer. I think he's a stand-up guy. This is not a charge against all police officers, but I think they are dead wrong to sit there and watch their partner treat people like an animal, especially if they're not from those communities. That's one of the biggest problems. There's no community relationship between African Americans and the police officer. It's such a separate thing, you know. But on April 12, officials identified the police officer who shot Mr. Wright as Kim Potter, a 26-year veteran of the Brooklyn Center Police Department. Ms. Potter, 48, then resigned from the police. Her union said in a statement the following day when Chief Gannett also announced his resignation. See, the chief quit and his officer quit. See what I'm saying? You're a 26-year veteran. You couldn't tell the difference between a taser and a pistol. Something is wrong with that case right there. But, you know, that's going to be her story and she's going to stick with it. You best believe this lady going to fight it all the way to the end. Now, these are not the same charges as Derek Chauvin. Her charge may be a little bit lighter. But like I say right here, the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, the state agency that investigates police killings in Minnesota, said that Ms. Potter had been arrested and taken into custody on the morning of April 14th, which is my daughter's birthday. She faces a charge of second-degree manslaughter. So she's facing the charge of second-degree manslaughter. So her charge is not going to be deep as Chauvin's charges, but it's still a charge. You know, she's not going to get no, if she do get found guilty on these charges, she's not going to get no 20 years. She's not going to get the time like Chauvin is going to get. So it's a lesser charge. And so with this type of charge that this woman got, just give people the definition of discharge. Manslaughter in the second degree occurs when a person continues with a reckless act that they are aware of committing and they consciously disregard the potentially fatal risk involved to others. The risk must be of the type that any reasonable person would not ignore. Manslaughter in the second degree carries a sentence up to 10 years in prison and or up to $20,000 fine. Like I said, she's not gonna get the time like Chauvin got, but it do carries a sentence up to 10 years. This offense includes killing by negligence, killing a person by mistaking them for an animal. What I say about that word animal, killing a person by setting a dangerous trap like a snare or a pitfall, and or such negligent acts. So this is a case of negligence, as they say. But we'll see. You know, the footage is there. Like I said, I've seen people acting a complete donkey when they don't want to get arrested, but they were not shot. Then you have this other situation. I forget the young lady's name, but there's another story out there where the police pulled up on this young woman. She had this knife, you know, and they just shot her. They shot her like 5 times over this knife. You know, there's another young lady. She was only like 16 years old. You know, it's just incredible with some of these cases that we see out there. And a lot of these people, they get charged, but they don't go to prison. So we'll see what we have with these cases, due process, going by the law, going by the book. But these people are going to fight these cases to the end. That's a fact. And I just want to send a shout out to the family of Dante Wright. I hope they get justice in their case. I hope everybody get justice in these cases. It's the Said G Podcast Show. Tell a friend, share this episode. One love, family.